Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Up on anything you might have missed with TNT Podcasts.
Get the whole show for free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, and more.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Nick has a point about, you always talk about when it's the Oscars, Nick, you said something like, well, The Godfather should win the Best Picture.
Yeah.
Every year.
Either that or Saving Private Ryan. Yeah, well, something that, like, that's it all how depends this... on like, the best movie you've seen that year.
That's how Mulaney kind of gets into that. He kind of mentions that Field of Dreams should win.
Right? Oscar for achievement in sound. You know, for years, movies didn't have sound, and then they figured it out. Some people say that the silent era was the golden era of film. These people are difficult and insane. Without sound, we wouldn't have been able to hear such classic lines as, "You're gonna need a bigger boat. I'll have what she's having." And he was in the Amazon with my mother when she was researching spiders just before she died. Or what about that moment in Field of Dreams when we hear, "If you build it, he will come." And then Costner does it. He builds a baseball field. Well, I guess he doesn't build it. He mows down corn, and then there is a field. And then he's like, "I'm going to watch Ghost play baseball." And the bank is like, "You want to pay your mortgage?" And he's like, "Nah, I'm going to watch Ghost play baseball." And then he finds James Earl Jones, who wrote The Boat Rocker, which I thought was a real book deep into my 20s. And he's like, "People will come, Ray. He's the only one with a financial plan." But what's weird is Timothy Busfield pushes little Gabby Hoffman off the bleachers, and she falls down, and she's unconscious. Then Burt Lancaster is Moonlight Graham, and he comes up and he pats her on the back a couple times, and he's like, "Hot dog stuck in the throat." And then he can't go back in the game, because I guess there's a rule in ghost baseball that if you leave the field at any point to become an elderly ghost and do the Heimlich maneuver, you can't return to the field. I love Field of Dreams. That should win Best Picture, though they'll probably go with one of this year's. Here are the nominees.
All right. So, yeah, Costner heard that and loved it and said so on a podcast.
Yeah, he put on Instagram. Yeah. That was a pretty good summary.
Yeah, it was.
Well, there's a longer quote.
How about
quote?
The mortgage? Nah, I don't need it. Yeah.
There's a longer quote here from a conversation, I guess, with People here recently. He says, "I couldn't believe that guy. Amazing. I watched it a second time. What a chance, because there's always people at the Oscars trying to rush you. And he went fast, but what he said, I was very touched by it. I should talk to him because I was really impressed. He was a genius." Right, yeah, you got to jump on that if you're John Mulaney.
Yeah.
Oh,
sure.
We're calling him today.
Yeah, you're going to want to hang out with Kevin Costner, right? Have lunch with
because
Kevin
I want to see John Mulaney in all of his John Mulaney-ness cast in some Western, you know, from Costner.
John Mulaney-ness, yeah.
You know?
Some wacky Western you're talking about there.
Yeah, I want to see him just to pop up in some, you know, something set in 1842, you know?
Yeah, just you know, he talks, yeah, it'd be funny as hell.
"And then I shot the horse."
No, you did a Mulaney there.
You know, I think that would be fun.
Have you seen, this made me laugh, have you seen the Eminem Roger Goodell commercial yet?
Yes, I did.
Saw it yesterday. I was watching the Celtics play yesterday, and they ran the a commercial for the actual draft, and it's, you know, it's in Detroit. So Eminem's sitting there with Roger Goodell, and Roger Goodell goes, "It's in the Big D." And Eminem looks at me, you just say Detroit, you know? And then he says the D, he screams out the D again, and Eminem goes, "Am I being punked?" And then when he yells at D again, Eminem looks at the camera. Everything about it works. I mean, it's funny. Eminem seems to be
and Goodell's in on the joke. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, lightened up. Yeah, Goodell's this nerd guy yelling the big D, and Eminem saying we don't say that, you know. But it's you'll probably see it a ton of times. Because when is the draft?
Thursday.
Thursday
it's
night.
This week?
Yeah.
That's
for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
But just the first round on Thursday.
Yep.
Yeah.
So get your mock drafts in while you can.
Does your news feed get littered with Steeler news and Chief news? Who they're going to draft?
Oh yeah, I don't. Really, I can let Ryder do that because I'm not. I don't have enough time.
Yeah,
to
it might
down
be because I'm constantly
hole.
Clicking on it.
Yeah, I'm not.
It could have something to do with it.
tell me when 3 or 4 years of the draft worked out. You know, because I don't buy into that crap.
Apparently, the Vikings are going to draft every quarterback that's available, and I don't know what kind of trading is going to go. What kind of horse trading is going on? But they're drafting them all.
You're right. With social media now, all that stuff comes out as real news for everybody's team. It always says, hey, they're going to do this, they're going to do this. And then you click on the story. It's like, hypothetically, if they would try this, what would it work? Now, shut up.
Yeah. I listened to a Chiefs podcast about who they brought in for their top 30 visits. And that's riveting.
Nick, you got to get a life.
I spent a lot of time driving.
I thought you were busy, man.
You should take more naps, Nick.
I don't know if that's possible.
If you're listening to press conferences and top 30 draft visit podcasts, it's possible.
No, I'm driving around.
I have the audio, and the video. Of Goodell and Eminem.
Yeah, you can hear it. Well, it might be it's a visual, but it's kind of funny though.
Yeah, it's only 30 seconds.
Go ahead.
Try it.
All right.
I'm Eminem. This is Roger Goodell, and we are so fired up this year for the NFL draft.
Live from the D.
He looks at him.
You can just say Detroit.
That's what I said.
And you said the D.
Detroit.
Am I being punked?
D.
He makes it look.
Yeah, just facial expressions are great.
I'm sure you'll see it for a couple of days in a row here.
I like that Eminem's not taking himself too seriously anymore.
In that spot was really cool. I'm with you on that.
Yeah, he went through a phase where I think he took himself a little too seriously.
Yeah.
But now he seems to have lightened up.
Wait, when he got pissed at Triumph the Insult Comic Dog?
Oh, right. Yeah, bad.
Yeah. He's called Triumph the Insult Comic Dog. Right. That's what he's called.
It's like, I want to fight that hand puppet.
But he did. I mean, he's kind of really been leaning into the Lions here recently because, like, when they were making that playoff run, you know, he voiced like some of the intros for the broadcast. You know, their first playoff game in 30 years and stuff.
They showed him in the
He was up in the booth and
he was doing the old Taylor Swift.
Oh, and he came out with Bud Crawford. Right.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
That's always been odd to me because his first, 2-3 albums at least had a lot of funny songs on them.
Yeah.
That they took himself so seriously, right?
Right.
You know, speaking of that, have you heard all 31 brand new Taylor Swift songs? My daughter says they're incredible.
I listen to some of them.
I've heard 31 fewer than your daughter.
I'm not going to listen either, Todd. My daughter doesn't live with me, so I don't hear the songs. But I will not check it out because it's not my type of music, but that's fine.
Listened to some on the way to that show in Council Bluffs on Friday. Then on the way home, I was like, I think I've heard it.
Pretty sure I got a couple of daughters who have heard all 31 songs several times by now. Right.
And it's for them. And good for them.
Good for them.
It's about his ex. A lot of the songs are about her one ex, some singer or something like that. They showed them.
Yeah, I just hope they're
all waiting for they're waiting for the Kelce album.
Oh, it'll happen
When they break up.
It'll happen.
Yeah,
I just hope
it's either marriage or breakup.
Yeah,
and that's what it is in everybody's relationship.
You think she's already writing the Kelce breakup songs? Taking little notes about what aggravated her.
I think she's taking notes. It sounds like she writes all the time.
Yeah.
A lot of her lyrics, put beer in a lot of her lyrics, beer, if they ever end up breaking up.
Is this a Travis song? Well, she said beer, so.
You were shotgunning Coors Lights with your friends. I wonder who that's about.
Yeah, but they'll break up eventually or get married.
I just hope for all the husbands and boyfriends involved in all these daughter situations that they're listening to them on headphones so that the husbands and the boyfriends aren't being subjected to Taylor Swift.
If you're stuck in a car with somebody, they'll turn it on. Yeah,
against their will.
That's it, yeah. But she likes it, so that's up.
I still don't think she's the marrying type.
Neither do I. Neither do I.
Although, she's only 32?
Something like that. Early 30s in there.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery
starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I just hope Kelsey's happy.
I hope he's not.
He is now, but you know, that won't
She's
last.
34.
Right.
I hope he's either miserable or so happy that he wants to just retire and ride her coattails for the rest of his life.
It's Mahomes is going to be still there, puss.
I know.
He's got to get a break of leg or something.
I know.
Like that.
Yeah. That'd
be easy. I don't wish it on anybody except for, I wish it on Nick.
Broken
not
break
a leg. Oh. I wish on Nick's teams.
Yeah. I'm sure I could find an algorithm.
Nice you're hoping I fall down to the walkway out here. It's like, yeah, good. Got him.
I apologize for that.
That will lead me to believe that the Vikings will trade for Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure there's a story.
Oh, yeah, you can
somewhere.
Find that. Yeah. You can find that.
It's in the comments section of some post. That's where you're going to get that.
So it must be true.
Him? Why don't we get him? I'm also the kind of guy that hates when people ask me about my team. So what do you think? You know what? I'm not in the Steelers front office. Those guys are pros. I'm not. I don't know.
I am not an analyst.
But, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I just follow my team.
I've been asked that 1,000 times. What do you think about Wilson? What do you think about Fields? I said, you know what? The Steelers have a pretty good front office, and I'm not there. So we'll see how it works out.
So you're incapable.
I forgot Wilson's
just
there. That's very funny.
No, I don't really have an opinion. I don't really have an opinion.
You can't just engage in a friendly conversation for the fun of it?
Well, I don't think
you just got to be a dick and say, no, I don't know.
Well, I just don't. I hate when guys say they think they know about their team, and they don't.
No, but everybody's got an opinion.
Yeah, but my opinion doesn't mean dick when it comes to Steelers.
That's fine, but these people are just trying to have a friendly conversation with you, and you're kind of being an ass to them.
No, I just think it's not important to me to have an opinion on what they do, because they're going to play, I'm going to watch, I'm going to cheer, you know?
Or
Tomlin's a dick, he should be gone, those kind of, shut up.
So what do you think about the Steelers?
We'll find out in September, right?
See?
Yeah.
You can't just have a friendly, fun conversation.
Yeah. Well, I'm not like Nick. We're going to win 7 straight.
Yeah. Well, Micah has been very measured.
I'm hoping for 3.
About his opinions.
Yeah.
He won't just throw an opinion about there.
He's not that type of guy.
But there's a thing where sometimes, we've talked about this before on the show, sometimes you just run out of opinions, you know? I have opinions on stupid stuff, but not the Steelers. You know, I'll bitch during the game like everybody does when you watch your
favorite
team
what
play.
I would like to see happen, but, you know, otherwise I really have no opinion. I think the GM of the Vikings has a plan, and he kind of seems to know what he's doing, so I'm gonna leave it up to him.
I hope he doesn't.
Although it would be really cool if Jaden Daniels, formerly of Arizona State, became the quarterback of the Minnesota Vikings.
And then sucked as hard for the Vikings as he did for Arizona State.
Yeah, that's probably what's going to happen.
That would be the way I'd like to see that work out.
He really didn't suck at Arizona State, otherwise he wouldn't have gone to LSU. They wouldn't have said, come to LSU.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true, too, for a ton of money, exactly.
And a Heisman Trophy.
Mr. Skin, a little later on this morning, sex is a workout.
Post pictures of that.
Yeah, sex is a workout. And even doctors say, yeah, it's a workout. First of all, your heart gets moving. You're sweating probably if you're doing it right. your whole body is one. I can't remember the whole.
I really don't think it's much of a calorie burner. At least the way
it's a workout.
At least the way I do it.
That's a commentary on you.
Yeah. Todd's a power bottom, so he doesn't burn much that way. Right. When you're just getting pounded, you don't get you don't burn much. Right.
Is that in the article?
No.
Yeah.
Well, Todd, I don't mean you're burning 600 calories doing this, but you are actually getting your heart rate up. And it's considered a workout, right?
WebMD, sex burns about 5 calories a minute. So that could burn up to 15 to 20 calories during a session.
See, I found a website here that actually is it's a sexercise calculator. Yeah. So you put in the number of minutes and the position you are in, and it'll tell you how many calories you burn. So well, you have to wear this thing?
You're going to be naked with a Fitbit on? That's right. It?
No. This is
socks and a Fitbit.
It's just a website.
In the morning.
It's just a website. So if you did 10 minutes of cowgirl, it says you will have
reverse cowgirl.
No, right. Just normal cowgirl.
Okay.
13 calories.
Well, somebody's working harder in cowgirl.
Yeah.
Yeah, who's burning the 13 calories?
Well, it's not Todd.
Right, not both of you.
I'm guessing the cowgirl.
Somebody's just laying there.
Yeah, but you could thrust back. You know how it works.
Right.
And how many other variables does it put in there?
Right.
Like, let's say it's a group sex. Does it tell you how many calories you might burn during group sex?
Well, see, like, this is
the guy's standing there just waiting his turn.
How about group cock? How many calories did Todd burn watching people?
I think that's a big old zero there.
Right. Well, your heart rate might be increased.
That's true.
A big old gangbang, I bet you the woman burns a lot of calories.
Oh, because
she's in the middle
bang,
of five guys.
Right.
True. But then, I don't know how to even say this.
Right. If you are questioning it, Nick, maybe you should. Try it once.
Well, maybe she's full at the end.
Okay.
Yeah.
But this website, like, you can basically keep track of what positions you did and how long you did each one, and then go and enter it in each one, and it'll give you a full total for how many calories you burned during that particular
session.
Now,
they always divide the exercise that you do. When they say how much exercise, it's moderate, it's vigorous, and I don't know what the other category is.
How many calories you burn receiving oral, just like sitting there?
Yeah, because
put on your Fitbit, puss.
That's not really vigorous.
Yeah.
It is right at the end.
They only give you 12 positions here to choose from.
And not one just receiving oral?
No.
Okay.
No.
But here, honey, you need to work out.
Gang bang your way to fitness.
Yeah, and what's sexier than documenting positions on a spreadsheet?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's not much. I mean, like I say, even if you were at it for a half an hour and, you know, three or four different, you might get 100 calories burned.
Once again, though, it's about heart rate. That's important too.
10 minutes in doggy style is what is much more calories than 10 minutes of cowgirl for
receiving
for
or
you.
Or you're the dog. Or you're both the dog. You're both the dog.
Yeah.
No, then you're the dog. Well, they're both dogs, actually.
You get all those calories back with one PB&J drummy wing.
Yeah, that's
right off her
good.
Back.
Yeah.
Just eat it while you're there.
I want one now.
So do I. Joey, who's always a prick, especially when it comes to me. Come on, Tyler, you're professional about politics, but not football. Yeah, I actually read more about politics than I do about football. So yeah, I'm a professional. Yeah. I think Joey's
today you need to read up on the new Taylor album and take a listen.
Nah, it's fine. Just wanted to mention it was out there and people dig it. Yeah. Her audience loves it. Yeah.
I didn't
31,
get in
31 new songs.
Till late last night. The flight actually came in a little early. They were about 8 minutes early. So
you're working on 3 hours sleep. You're doing pretty good, man.
Something like that. I finally got to sleep about 1:30. And during the break here, I'll bump up with a little Adderall so I don't fall asleep in court today.
Oh, good.
It's a big, day in court today.
Don't fart, by the way, in court like the old nasty Trump. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.